The Koji Prisoner of War Battle. The Mutual Broadcasting System presents an on-the-scene broadcast of one of the most dramatic stories of the Korean War. This Tuesday morning in Korea, American airborne troops fought a pitched battle with Red prisoners of war on Koji Island when prisoners resisted efforts to clear Compound 76. Almost 40 prisoners and one American were killed. This delayed broadcast is the actual recording by Mutual War correspondent Dick Carlson at the scene. You are outside the barbed wire just before American troops enter the compound. The first voice you hear is General Clayton Boltner.
Gentlemen, if you'll give me your attention, I'll explain what we are doing today. Our mission is to move the 6,400-some-odd prisoners from Compound 76 to this compound you see on the other side of the hill here. Now, so far this morning, what I've done is to see Colonel Lee Haku, brought him forward into Compound 74, and then gave him orders. I gave him orders verbally, and I gave him orders in writing. You'll see those orders. We have copies of them here for you. In addition, I've had loudspeakers announced to Compounds 76, 77, and 78 exactly what the situation is. We've told them all that we're going to move the prisoners from 76 into these new compounds. That's an entirely legal order. I'll call their attention to the fact that I've gone in with our troops to five other compounds in the last week. No shot was fired, and nobody was hurt. I've told them that we want this an orderly movement, and I've guaranteed to them that if they move peacefully, we will not use any force. But I've told them they must move. It is their choice of how much force we have to use. Troops are armed with ammunition, tear gas, ball ammunition, but none in the chambers. There's not a ball in any, there's no round in any chambers. They're in the magazine. They're doing everything possible to avoid bloodshed. But if there must be bloodshed, there must be bloodshed. This is war, after all. That's the situation as it now stands. We'll have to wait and see how it develops.
This is Dick Carlson speaking from UN prison camp number one on Koji Island. The voice you have just heard is that of Brigadier General Hayden Boltner speaking from his observation post high on a hill overlooking Compound 76. Soldiers, paratroopers from the 187th Airborne Regiment and soldiers from the 38th Regiment of the 2nd Division are lining the road outside the wire fences, waiting to see what will happen.
Okay. Well, we give him 2 minutes, ma'am. I'll watch the time here. You just stay right there. 6:13 now, you see. So we give him 2 more minutes, and then we'll start moving.
Officers and our combat
officers state that the prisoners are now occupying trenches with spears. So unless there's a break there in the next 2 minutes, I intend to order the troops in.
All right, get down about now.
Well, we've given them more than 15 minutes. Now move up to phase line eight. Now move up to phase line eight and hold at phase line A until I tell you to go further.
Got it clear?
Thank you. Well,
we're
going in, gentlemen. Flamethrower has been thrown in through the barbed wire fence to burn out one of the tents. The explosion you hear are the tear gas grenades exploding in the compound. Now the soldiers have cut a hole inside the barbed wire fence. They're moving in at a dog trot.
Well, evidently they're going to resist. I hope that doesn't happen.
General Boltner has just said that evidently they are going to resist, but so far there is no sign of it. They are inside the tents. They are inside the tents. Those are tear gas grenades that you hear exploding. The smoke from them is rising over the compounds now. The prisoners still have not come out. There goes a tank, the first tank going into the compound. So far, there have been no shots fired. Our soldiers, paratroopers from the 187th Airborne, are inside the compound now, going from building to building,
but the prisoners, still, oddly enough, are not around.
A few are coming out of the buildings now,
running, holding their noses from the tear gas. There comes some more coming out now from the buildings into which tear gas has been thrown.
They're doing much better than I ever anticipated. I mean, they communists are resisting much more. We're trying to get them into the gate. If we can start the momentum up, there won't be so many hurt. But as you all know, they've been digging those trenches in there for many days.
Into the center. More and more running out from the buildings. They're kneeling down in front, squatting on the earth. More and more are coming out. Shots are tear gas grenades going off. This has been going on for about 15 minutes now, and the prisoners are just beginning to come out, running across the parade ground.
There they go. General.
You just heard the delight of General Faulkner as the prisoners start coming out. This has got us crying way up here on the hill. You can imagine what it must be doing to the prisoners down there in the compound. The prisoners are being taken out. As they come up to the gate and surrender, they're being lined up outside where troops of the 38th Regiment are moving them off down to their new small 500-man compounds. Prisoners are still streaming out, but there appears to be some kind of difficulty with three or four buildings right at the edge of the compound here. Soldiers are lined up there, two or three deep, in front of these buildings. And apparently, this is where the main body of resistance is holed up. GIs have moved in, carrying litters. There goes another litter. Prisoners who have given up are being marched down the road where they will be stripped, searched, and issued new clothing before they go into the small compound. General Boatner has just given the order, no more tear gas grenades, no more burning of buildings, until we can see what's going on. If you listen, you may be able to hear the shouting down there. It sounds as if the prisoners are whipping up some kind of a battle.
And they're all fighting with fear. That's in the far end. Now what our plan is to get as many prisoners out as we can, move them on, and then if we have to use more force on what remains, of course there's no recourse, we just have to go ahead and do it.
Hello? That was General Boatner. He's just had a report from General Tapnell. He says that there is resistance. The men in the far end of the compound are fighting inside their huts, using spears against the airborne troops who are there. There goes another explosion. Apparently, this is a gasoline storage dump. General Boatner is just checking with General Trapnell over on the other guard post. General Trapnell says the prisoners are now killing each other down in the compound. We will hear more about this in just a second.
There's a report that we just dropped from the enclosures. Now, I can't guarantee it. It's just exactly like the first observation. But a very responsible officer has just said he's seen them killing each other with spears in there. In other words, the communist leaders are killing the other people in order to prevent them to give up. Now, whether that's true or not, of course, no one knows right here now. But evidently, it is.
That was General Boatner explaining the latest news he's heard. General Boatner says there is no report of any casualties yet, but he thinks there probably must be some men hurt. There goes another litter out now. Through the smoke here, you can see the prisoners kneeling on the ground, waiting to be taken out in groups of 150.
Picked up with field glasses, very powerful ones. A prisoner lighting that building. See it over there? All the other prisoners are in it. He's lighting that building now.
see the small fire right there.
You can see the fire just starting over there. Now, of course, there's nobody in there of our own people at all.
General Boynton has just stepped back here in his observation post and has started dictating a letter, a first report on the action here in the compound. Let's listen in.
Anticipated.
Let's listen in.
Colonel Lee was ordered at 5:45 to prepare his troops for movement at 6. He did not move, and he showed no signs of moving at 6. On the contrary, he had his monitors preventing movement at 6. We waited till 6:15, and then we entered the compound and took up phase line A. They withstood our tear gas barrage until about 6:25. At 6:30, they started assembling at the gate, and I estimate that now we've moved out 1,500. Yeah, they're moving out now all the time. We believe the resistance has been broken. We are obvious that there have been some casualties amongst the prisoners. We believe that a lot of it, and I have an official report from a very senior officer, that they have seen the prisoners killing each other with spears. Now, get that in right away. Tell and end up the situation by say, the report by saying, situation very favorable, progressing satisfactory. Now, put that into General Yount, please.
That was General Boltner's report to his superior officer after an hour's fighting down here in Compound 76, where PWs are resisting their move to a smaller compound. General Boltner has just given us permission to leave the hillside where he has his observation post and go down into the compound where about 300 or 400 diehard communists are grouped in one corner of the compound, fighting it out to the last. They've got homemade gas masks on, and they're resisting all the tear gas barrages. I'm going to move on down into the compound now. This is Dick Carlson speaking from General Boltner's observation post on Koji Island above Compound 76. Now back to Mutual in the United States.
You have been listening to a special delayed broadcast from Koji Island. This has been an on-the-spot recording of the battle in Prisoner of War Compound 76 two days ago. The final clearing of the compound broke Red resistance on the island. The show of force in this battle has been the last sign of rebellion as American troops break up the huge compound into smaller and more easily controlled units. You have heard the voices of Mutual correspondent Dick Carlson and General Clayton Boltner, and the sounds of the battle itself. This program came from New York. For up-to-the-minute developments on Koji Island, off Korea, here's the latest report from Mutual's New York newsroom. It's Friday on Koji Island, and the transfer of prisoners is proceeding on schedule. North Korean officers were shown the ruins of a compound where prisoners of war fought their hopeless battle earlier this week. They looked long and hard at the ruins, then agreed to move peacefully to smaller quarters. Previously, there were indications that some die-hard communists were preparing to resume the battle. Despite the assurances of the North Korean officers that all would go well, the new commander of the Koji prison camp, Brigadier General Hayden Boltner, was taking no chances. Tanks and units of the U.S. 2nd Division 38th Regiment were ready for any emergency. British troops guarding one prisoner of war compound reported fires burning during the night. From all indications, prisoners preparing to evacuate the compound destroyed communist flags and documents. Meanwhile, 100 Red officers to smaller compounds in another valley. He said leaders of the compound had guaranteed there would be no resistance. One British unit plus a Royal Canadian Regiment has been standing by with the American 38th Regiment in the event of trouble. The British reported hearing the sound of hammering for the last several days inside one compound, and they said a pile of what appeared to be spears could be seen protruding from one tent. It was always possible, they said, that some fanatical communists might try one last-ditch battle. But the British troops were supremely confident that they could be quelled in short order. And that's the latest from the Mutual Newsroom in New York. Grayson Enlow reporting. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.